You're listening to SBS News.
Cheerful, buoyant, and hopeful that their protests will bring change. Festival-like scenes have been dominating Lebanon for 4 days now. From the capital Beirut to remote towns, people of all ages and religions play patriotic songs and dance in the streets.
I'm here today because I want to defend my right to learn, my right to live, my right to eat. All politicians here are taking all our rights. It's our town, it's our home, it's our hometown.
That was Rima Katesh, who was protesting in Beirut. The unrest erupted after the government proposed new taxes, part of a stringent austerity measures amid a growing economic crisis. On Sunday, each hour brought hundreds more people to the streets for the largest anti-government protest in 5 years. And Najee Bajani says the contempt against the country's leaders is only growing.
People have been accumulating frustration and not hatred, anger against a very weak and corrupted government.
Four ministers have already resigned from Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri's cabinet. Real estate agent Fabian Zayed says change is in the air.
I think we will have a result, no matter what it is. Maybe not the government resignation, but we will have results. And I hope the government will resign. And I think we're ready for, the whole country is ready for something else. At last, it's been 30 years. 30 years.
Right now, Lebanon is also in the eye of the storm in the Middle East. Turkey's military operation in northern Syria and the end of Israel's election have put the country into a new round of turmoil. Muhannad Hayjali from the Carnegie Middle East Center says as a neighbor to Syria, Lebanon bears too much pressure from a sustained Syria crisis, with the most significant one being the flooding of Syrian refugees, driven by the military confrontation between Turkey and Syria.
The current situation for Lebanon is quite bad, no matter in economy or in politics or in the domestic situation. Lebanon does not want to clarify its position in the Turkey-Syria issue, but what is certain is that Lebanon does not want to take more Syrian refugees. Its top priority for now is to find a solution to deal with the refugees in the country.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.